Folks, we are here live with a special Bag of Bets. Number 2, Nick Youssef from Occasionally Awesome versus Ari Shaffir from Punch Drunk Fame. Ari has been on fire with his Bag of Bets. Loser of this bet, one-on-one in basketball, got to win by 2, playing to 11. Two-pointers are in effect. Here with my co-host today is going to be David Taylor sitting on the mic. Sam Tripoli is in New York. They are, everybody's here. Ari is wearing no shirt and a yarmulke. Literally wearing his yarmulke. Maybe for luck. Maybe he's trying to bring his Jew God involved. And they're going over the rules right now. Loser of this has to wear the winner's cum socks inside out for 24 hours. Brutal. Let's listen in on the rules argument. Ari's already trying to get an unfair advantage. Are you trying to get rid of an official?
For him to tell us how much contact, for him to tell us how much contact is specific. It's a fucking game on the court. We call our own fouls. Also, if I'm ahead of him and he just pushed me behind, I don't want him stopping it because he got a foul on the outside. I want a clear lane to the basket. Those aren't playground rules at all.
Is this one of your Jew tactics? Like, we don't need lawyers for this. We're fine. Let's just go to court and we're fine.
Well, but that's what I mean. So we'll go to you for arguments. With taking the ball back and out of bounds.
Out of bounds, if you see one, you can go, hey, that's out. That's fine.
I think if Morrissey sees a foul, he's going to call it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If I'm ahead of you.
Like, if you get fouled, he's saying.
If I come out fouled, whatever, I just keep dribbling.
No, he's saying you can call it. If you get fouled, you call it. You say,
right.
You follow me. Check it up and he'll honor that. If you guys find that you're having a problem with that.
Well, the problem is there's going to be immediate disagreements.
No, there won't. Dude, if I foul you and you call a foul, it's okay, it's clearly foul. I'm only going to go to him.
But what if you don't feel like it's a foul?
Then you want to go to the ref and say, ref, what do you say?
So you guys are calling it. He gets final say-so in any discrepancy.
Well, that's how you can be a ref. We just play our own fucking game. We don't have to look for him for calls.
Wait, what?
Dave Taylor, how do you feel this game's going to unfold? Welcome to the combo podcast of
Already have an
Occasionally Awesome
the
and Punch Chunk.
Now, worth noting, Sam Tripoli actually said that his one regret about his bowling challenge was that he let Ari bully him into certain...
Hey, man, he did it to me, too, when we golfed.
Yes. But the problem is, dealing with an Arab is a different world altogether, although technically Tripoli counts as an Arab.
Yeah. He's using his Jew logic...
Basically, this is the Golan Heights.
I do like the sound of that. You know, I offered my I'm like, let me load a few socks for you. And they insisted that it had to be their own.
Guys, this is why Israel and the Palestinians can't agree on anything.
This is hundreds of years of argument going down right now. Now, Ari...
I just told you then we'll call our own fouls. I know, I remember it. I said, no, we'll call our own fouls.
No, I said, let's have Morrissey.
Yeah, you said, and I kept telling
and
you why not.
And you didn't disagree.
No, I continuously disagreed.
No, you didn't. I said, there's a reason to have a ref. What if arguments come up?
Yeah, that's why we have Morrissey there. What, is he going to be a fucking as good a ref as a fucking high school trained guy?
No, maybe.
We know what a foul is.
He'd be a better ref than literally anyone.
He played on 11 college different.
Standing here, you and me, if you feel contact, no one can see that better than you feeling contact.
We can call those too, but I'm not saying he should just be sidelined
guys,
as a...
You recognize that this argument is why you need a ref.
There you go.
Morrissey played on 11 different college teams.
A fucking playground with a ref. If I want to choose not to call a foul, I don't want him fucking stopping in the middle of a play. Yes, because he's a ref and impartial, and we have to decide how much contact he decides.
Are you okay with Paul calling the foul that Ari might not call?
No, he'll stop play. He'll stop play, and then I can't play on. What I'm saying is completely legitimate.
It's true, but how
I'm not letting him touch
like,
me
I'm
and stop play.
I'm saying agreements until you do implement, you know what I mean? Like, if you say you fouled me, so you want Tebow to...
No, I mean, I want you to talk towards
How many disagreements until you do implement a ref? Like, if you call the foul, he disagrees, and then...
You just I go call, right there, right there. What do you think? Oh, it was a foul. Okay, your ball.
So you just
and then it's over. There's no arguments.
You
after
want
that.
Me
you're
to be
the
a
ref.
Reference in case
you're the judge. You're the judge.
Okay.
You can if you see a foot on the line, you can absolutely call those.
Right.
I saw your phone on the line.
So you only
that can't be stopped.
You want to be me to be like a review official.
Yeah,
like if there's
exactly.
a play that
I
needs
feel like
to be.
He should
the play, stay in charge.
I mean, he's not calling fouls when he sees them.
Right.
But he's saying if you think there's a foul, you can go to me or you can call it yourself. That's what he's saying.
And if somebody argues, hey, that's not a foul, then he gets final to say so. He ends arguments. He will end any
like, hey,
discrepancies.
That was out of bounds, then you go to me instead of me just saying out of bounds.
Yeah. Without a bounds, you can just call. That's a clear. There's no judgment on out of bounds.
Okay.
If you think a line
or
touch.
Bringing it back.
Or bringing it back, absolutely.
So that's the rule we're doing. Everything yeah, brought court. Back to three-point line. Even if there's air balls, you got to bring
so
it back.
So it's got to be up at the top.
No, no, any place around the three-point.
No.
Foul line.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not three-point line on the baseline.
All right.
So that's where we clear. Okay.
Okay.
Just anything on any miss.
Any miss.
Yeah, so
even air ball.
Even
air
ball.
Back to where that fake line is. You know, you see this one?
Yeah.
If you bring it back to there and then going for, they'll be like, no.
Yeah,
what's
I know. So top of
yeah.
Pass the free throw line.
That's the free throw line.
And okay. 11 by 2?
Yes.
11 by 2, two-pointers count as
no,
two.
11 by 2s and 1s. 11 winning by 2. Winning by 3, I thought.
No. Winning by 2.
Okay. Winning by 2.
Every single traditional Dude. Rule, you want to change and switch around.
That's how
he
rolls.
Here for generations.
Just doing one game.
D'Armond, who are you rooting for? Your natural people? Or your traitorous ways? This is why you won't get buried in a Jewish cemetery. It's not the tattoos.
You got a tattoo right there.
No,
it says, keep on trucking.
I think that's one of those fake ones he keeps putting on.
Wearing a yarmulke and,
yep.
and homemade croquis.
And I do
and
like his
extra pounds.
I do like his shoestring Kurt Rambis over here.
Boone. No, I lost my croquis there in New York.
All right, should we start before Ari makes up any more rules?
The sun is going down in about 6 okay. hours, so.
Guys, sunsets are coming. Pretty sure Ari turns into a vampire.
Pretty much nothing was resolved. Hey, can you hand me that Gatorade? I want to, you know, get dehydrated sitting here watching these two fucking yahoos. So here we go. They are shooting for a ball. Nick misses his free throw.
Ari is playing with his shirt off and a yarmulke to make it seem like he's not playing this dead serious.
Ari misses his. Serious. It could be an hour before we even see who gets the ball.
Nah, I bet you Nick docks out a free throw. He can shoot those. No, maybe I'm
both
wrong.
Of them. Both of them a little short. Ari got the...
this could be the most protracted game
Navy,
one-on-one ever.
Ari, huge okay, air ball yeah. on Ari's
Next
free
time.
Throw.
Okay,
huge air ball. Nick is laughing hard. Nick, black shorts, yellow tank top. Ari, navy shorts, no shirt. Yarmulke.
Actually, should we have Morrissey in on this call?
Sure.
Morrissey, come on in.
This is closest to the hole.
So we got David Taylor... Paul Morrissey doing color.
Ari's
team doing
ball,
play-by-play. Another air ball by Ari.
$1,000 that Nick wins this.
We've
Ari
seen
with back-to-back air balls.
We've seen
just on the possession.
Seven free throws just to determine whose ball. Who just determined whose ball it is? Nobody can hit
I've
anything.
I've never seen two people. With
Will Ari hit
touch.
At least the rim here? Hey! He just barely hits
he
the front of the rim.
He's
two air balls
WNBA
and a
ball.
Fucking
yeah.
dink right there. And here we go. Here comes Nick. Who wants the ball?
But
the
problem is Nick's getting his head now.
God, Nick has had the
Notice
same
every
shot every
one,
time.
Nick's has hit the front of the rim.
And then bounced off.
The backboard.
Another air ball by Ari.
You know, if I were Nick, I'd be upset. These are all air balls he could use during the game.
Ari.
Okay, a little more. And then off the back rim.
Nick overcompensated a little bit.
Nick is wearing bright showing. Yellow tank top, which is gathering a crowd here.
Ari finally
Ari
scores.
Makes it, so it's Ari's ball.
Here we Ari's go, ball. Ladies and gentlemen, the bet of
now,
bets.
Ari's ball. Ari shot second. Ari's ball. He shot second.
And here we go, guys.
Here we go. Ball in. Ari, Nick, didn't you shoot first? Now, if you shoot first, Ari shoots. It's Ari's ball.
Yeah, if you shot first.
No, it really is. Okay, game on.
And Ari's got the ball. Nick's playing a tight defense. Ari's
this.
Top of the
Ari,
key.
Like,
little head fake. Another head fake. And a foul. There's one foul.
That's a foul.
And
Yarmulke's off. The game is serious.
The yarmulke already came off. Ari's got a bunch of barrettes
Ari
in his hair.
Ari did his major move, which is he likes to get people in the air.
God immediately abandon Ari.
Ari's
we're not touching your demons.
For stories. But
symbols.
I think two or three points in.
Now, Dave, I will share this with you. I was talking to Ari, and he goes, I guarantee you Nick bites on a head fake 500 out of 510 times.
Well, we'll see if that's true. Ari's playing that old man game.
Ari's up 1-0.
Okay, 1-0. Ari got the point. Now, this is already this is the
and
point
Nick's
when
Fitbit
Kevin
just went flying off
point.
Of his wrist. Ari with
okay,
a head fake and a
Nick
little
is
spin
not
move.
Establishing defensive position, which is a problem. He should be like a little more aggressive up front,
yeah.
But he's not. Okay,
playing
Ari's
him
backing
tight.
It out. It
Ari's
looks like just, watching a camel.
Ari's just backing him down a little bit.
Ari just hit Nick in the face with his shoulder.
I don't know what that double dribble was. I just let it happen.
Ari could have the worst body I've ever seen.
He really looks like he's like he looks like he's from the way from the
Ari has
shoulders
the,
down. He looks like he's 65.
The weightlifting equivalent of the Back to the Future where they started to disappear.
Nick's playing him tight.
You're right about him having the body of a 65-year-old. Now here's the problem too. Ari dribbles a lot, but he's going to run out of gas.
Oh, see.
Oh, it's Nick. Nick's taller. Nick's got like an inch on Ari.
All right. Ari just did one
also
of the...
Also longer arms.
One of those old school moves where he loses his dribble, throws it off in Nick's knees, and then picks his dribble back up, and
Ari
Nick,
plays
Nick just
and
laughs.
Looks like a 65-year-old. Yeah, he's got a
1950s trick game. Nick's first shot, a little short, but he gets his own rebound.
Yeah, and also, let's not forget, Nick is in shape, so as this game goes forward, Ari is going
to
be...
Time is on Nick's
tired.
Side when it comes. The longer this goes...
Oh, missing... Oh, surprise! Why are you cheating with that grabbing the rebound move? Ari's already had it upon his back.
I feel like that's a travel.
Only in jiu-jitsu is being on his back in advance.
Ari, once again, gets the ball while he's laying on his back, throws it off at Nick's legs to get his dribble back.
Yeah. Nick is already tired. It's 1-0. Nick looks still like he's in good
totally
shape.
Wide awake. Ari looks gassed.
Yes.
Takes a big two-pointer.
Ari's already taken three pointers, and that ain't pretty.
He was about a foot behind the line there.
He airballed that, and he threw up his head with sadness.
Ari's hands are already on his hips. He's gassed. His yarmulke is in the woods.
Here's the deal. If Nick can hit a five-foot bank shot, then Ari's in real trouble. The question is, can Nick hit the five-foot
bank The thing that Nick shot? Is not used to is getting D'd up, Dave. I think Nick's not used to having a hand in his face.
Oh, he's used to it. You'd be surprised. Oh, Nick, this is such a bad move. Okay.
Now, I like that take. It just laid
he
it up a little
he
soft.
He's missing his five-foot bank shot.
Ari's got the rebound, takes it back. Nick is playing him tight.
Yes, and Ari is dribbling out to the... This is the problem, too. Ari is not strong enough to get by Nick with post. No, Ari looks like an old sapling.
I feel like Ari's got this feeling of like, uh-oh.
Well, Ari's already bent double. His hands on his knees. He's exhausted. Yep.
You mean Ari?
Yeah, yeah. Here's the big problem is that Nick has to be able to hit a fucking five-foot shot or this game's going to last forever.
Oh, and Ari's already kicking
Ari
at the ball.
Ari with the kick move.
And there we go, and it's 1-1.
Nick Houston.
Nick hits a little baseline right outside the box.
Ari's... Oh, no, it's not a foul. Ari didn't call it.
Ari's trying to kick at the ball while he's playing defense.
Here we go. Here we go. 1-1. Nick's taking it.
1-1. Nick's ball.
Nick's hair hasn't moved once.
Nick's in the paint. Oof. Kind of got away with
a
travel there.
But, Nick's not calling it.
There's a foul and a travel there. I feel like Nick's just going to not call a
That's
lot of
exactly
stuff unless
Ari
it's like almost like a flagrant. I feel like Nick's
wasting energy guarding him up top. Ari's not going to do anything. Trust me. Nick has a lot more energy to waste than Ari has to lose.
Ari's janky.
Up top of the up the elbow, betting his head down.
His shoestring glasses thing didn't work. And okay. Another air ball
another
out of bounds
ball,
by
yeah.
Ari.
Three air balls in a row.
Did Nick get a piece of that ball?
Oh, okay. So that was actually a block. Okay. Yep. Now, Chris.
Ari's got his. Ari is panting at the top of the key.
He is gassed.
Let's repeat. Ari is panting. The score is 1-1. So there's only 10 more points for Ari to win.
Now, Nick did say that Ari's body looked like a melting candle.
No, actually, Nick took a little while. Remember, it took a long time, and then he scored all those points at once.
Oh, an and one. You scored anyway.
Foul or not.
So that's 2-1. 2-1 Ari.
2-1 Ari.
Is it incumbent on the defensive player to move his arm if the other guy runs into it? Well,
that's the thing. Here comes Ari. Straight
up. What are you doing? I'm just slightly proud that I've already passed Kevin, but the fact that I'm taking any pride in it. It's a serious
sign.
Problem.
That's a bad sign.
Okay, Nick, there we go. Ari is already
Nick
confessing
is
that he's
doing push-ups.
Problems.
He's just fine.
The problem, too, is Ari got winded during bowling.
I just felt that both shots were better underhanded. Yeah, I feel like the drive here may have gassed Ari.
Okay, air
and
ball. So
Ari throws
the ball's
it,
bounced over the
and
fence.
It's gone. It's
just got a ground rule double.
Nick's in such good shape, he started sprinting to go get that down the park.
Yes. Nick is going to ride bike laps around the court. Ari, are you tapping out?
Well, trust me, one of these guys is going to get, and I have to get used to having cum on them, so.
Ari has already gone to the water, the Gatorade. He's already panting. Nick, if you can't take advantage of this, I'm going to guess it's Ari.
Oh, that's just random Hollywood Park blood. You're fine. Now, let me ask you this, Chris. As a guy
James
who plays
Naismith
basketball.
Looks better than Ari.
As a guy that plays basketball but also happens to be a black guy, how disgusting is this game to you?
Actually, it feels pretty good. It feels like reparations. If after slavery we could just watch two white guys play basketball for an hour,
in fairness,
we'd
though,
feel a lot better about it.
Their shooting does remind me of yours, Chris.
How dare you, Dave?
Ooh, and a big
block
by Ari.
A vicious block.
Ari with a nasty block.
Why do you clear it?
You have to clear everything. It's clear everything. That's the rule. Yep. Yeah, that's the rule they made.
Yep.
No, the fun of the block is the humiliation of having
now,
an old
Ari's
Jewish man
top
feed
of the
you your lunch.
Free throw, trying to back him down a little bit.
You know,
okay, Ari's got the ball.
Ari's,
who knows what
Nick
happens? He's looking to throw it off
over
Nick's
him.
Leg. But the problem is, even if he does,
looks like they're fucking.
Oh, Ari throwing off the side of the backboard, getting the ball back, but unfortunately, he's still Ari. Okay, now they're having a conversation at the top of the key. You don't see that very often. Side of the backboard is fine. Top of the backboard, I don't know. So it's 2-1 Ari. Ari's got the ball outside. Dribbling.
I got a text from Tripoli asking me who won. Naturally, Tripoli come lately. Oh, Ari with a nice little spin move and a reverse layup.
And nothing.
And Nick gets a rebound. That was one of the ugliest reverse layups I've ever
Ari's
seen.
Ari's had more air balls. Oh, Nick takes time to flip him off. Ari's had more.
2-1 Ari.
No,
actually, what the score
they
was.
Both have, like, Ari's got the old man game. Nick has youth and strength. Oh, Nick effortlessly backing Ari down in the post, but caught into
Ari's
the five,
still kicking at the
five
ball.
Foot bank shot.
Oh, another air. These guys
Ari,
have had more
Nick
air balls, Dave.
Some easy shots.
How many air balls have you seen in this game?
Oh, that doesn't count as an air ball if it's off the backboard.
No, I'm saying before that.
Yeah, no, Ari's gotten like five air balls so far. Oh, no.
Nick lining up for a two pointer. Almost nails it. That would have been big. But then he chases down his own rebound. Wow.
Anytime Nick's shooting from outside, that's a real,
Ari
real bad move.
Ari is gassed, Dave.
Ari's gassed. You don't want to get... The whole point is Ari's already panting. You don't want to give him the rest to take an outside shot. You want to take it to him.
Oh, baby, you got to hit those.
Nick has missed more quick shots. Looks like he trained with Chris Burns. That's the missing the three-foot shot, which... Although you've gotten better at that.
Ooh, Ari throws up a right-handed hook from the baseline. It just rims out.
This could be the worst basketball game I've ever seen, and I'm including Kevin versus Nick.
Now Nick back Ari down. He's got him in a nice little spot.
You know, Nick actually had a clear path to the basket.
Sure
but
he
did.
Spun the wrong way.
Spun the wrong way.
God, Ari was spinning dirty
as
shit.
Ari's been trying to go around him, but the problem is that... The nice thing about this game is it looks like it's taking place in slow motion.
What does this
Yeah.
What does this say for, like, Maryland's women's basketball. Like, this is who they practice against.
Oh, yeah. Ari, you're really dishonoring the memory of honor of Maryland's women's basketball.
Not much of a terp.
Specifically that 6'9" chick you fucked.
6'9", really?
Ask Ari about it, huh. If he can talk after the game.
Why would you stop dribbling? Why? Why would you do that?
Ari seems more perp than terp right now, everybody.
Ari, I've never really seen Ari with the few submarine shots I've ever seen.
Ari just threw himself onto the ground.
And made a loud sound to try to sell the call to the ref, who is, of course, Ari himself.
Ooh, Nick.
Oh, Nick has continued to brick.
Several times. He's had a good look.
Bad move for Nick the Brick.
Just couldn't put it
down. I don't think he's over estimating, just missing 3-foot shots. Nick is like 1-for-7 on easy shots.
Still, this could be the longest
for
podcast.
Ari, did you think it would be different than this? Yeah. Okay.
Ari says yes.
Everybody else thought it would be kind of like
different.
This.
Yeah,
this
is what I figured. I actually thought Nick would have scored a lot more by now. Oh, and Ari's got a good move right there.
Ari doing his
kind of bodies up on him. Oh, and Nick is just playing good D.
Ari is not stronger than Nick and is also in worse shape. That's a foul.
And he gets a foul.
Ouch.
Nick just playing strong D.
Yeah, and Ari.
And I tell you what, Dave, Nick's getting good looks at the rim, but he's just not making them.
Knees. Has Ari started vomiting yet?
God, I need a picture of it. I need a picture.
Wrong contestant. Ari looks like he's been waterboarded.
I'm going to throw this picture up on Twitter just to let the guys know that the game's in play.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. This could be a yes. Who's going to throw in the towel for Ari? 2-1.
Ari, say the word. I throw in the yarmulke.
Guys, don't forget, we have a league on Mondays if you're interested. Ari missing the three-pointer, but only off the front of the rim. Sort of surprising. So if you just do that 7 more times.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick spinning.
Nick,
missing
right
the
there,
easy
man.
Shot.
Put a little more on that. Just a little more on that, Nick, and you got
Nick it. And Ari airballing it.
So just shoot harder.
Nick has missed now like 15 free throws. And he's made one shot. Oh, Ari off the front of the rim. It's surprising. Almost like he doesn't have his legs out on him. I'm surprised you go short. Yes, Nick, guys, driving.
Throws it up. And it's 2-2, ladies and gentlemen. Nick hits a little just to the side of the free throw. And Ari's doing everything he can to stall. And Nick wants
to get the ball.
Nick wants to pace, keep
the
pace going. And
Ari's method is to wait to get the ball so he can give himself time. But all that does is make this game longer and therefore more exhausting for him. It really is like a boxing match between two celebrities.
Could it be a Foreman Michael Moore?
Okay, here we go. Nick driving on Ari. Ari's energy is sapped. The hook shot. 3-2. Ari barely has enough energy to come out and challenge him. Joe Rogan would say sports with balls are stupid and the only sport should be two people beating each other up. I've seen a lot of Joe Rogan. Nick driving on Ari, who has decided to stand 4 feet from the basket and pray.
Oh, no. Nick goes up again with a dirty hook. That's 4-2. Wow. Ari looks like Sam when they were bowling
now,
on the ninth frame.
Now, Ari's time until, I guess, he gets in shape. So Nick is backing up.
Nick
now
is so happy.
In, taunting Ari a little. Ari barely has enough for defensive position.
Ari plays good D. Now, Nick, Ari's also crafty.
Ari's crafty, but there's only so there's a limit.
But I mean, I could see Ari just playing at a medium pace here for a little bit and then picking it up.
Yeah, but
Ari's not
going to
floor it on the gas
it up after Nick scored 11 points.
How great is it to be overcast?
I know it's perfect. Also, perfect. Because that court, the one that faces away from the sun, is really slippery. So that's why Nick driving on Ari. Ari has defensive position.
Oh, that's 2 points right there.
Call it.
Yeah, there you go. Nick calls his first foul, and it feels good.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Still 4-2. Nick has a lead on Ari.
I'm going to guess 40
No, I think this game has maybe like 10 more minutes at the most. 4-2.
Yusef.
Nick driving on Ari.
4-2. Driving on Ari. Ari.
Ari's starting to get a little second wind. He's starting to, like, okay, trying to. Nick bodies Ari.
Oh, and he bodies him. He plays his own game at him.
Ouch. 5-2. This is not.
5-2. And Nick's kind of playing like he's a little pissed, and I like that.
Nick with the shot, but a terrible one. 5-2. It's a terrible shot.
Now he's flipping him off.
Or missed it. You have Ari who's fucking panting in the front. Don't make it easy on him.
Boy, Nick wants to play that tight defense.
Ari's got that energy with the ball. That scoop shot is
I really think the shoelaces.
But it's harder to make because you haven't played in a year and a half.
I feel like the shoelaces.
Nick shooting the three-pointer because, yeah, that's your shot, Nick.
I feel like the shoelaces holding Ari's glasses to his face are really becoming problematic.
Yeah, now here's the problem. Nick's starting to run a little energy, too. Not to the degree of Ari, but it's still 5-2.
But I believe that Nick has the energy to throw around.
Yeah, absolutely.
He once rode a bicycle to Mexico City.
Ari's hoping for some miracle three-pointers. Ari's playing like he has 9 points instead of two.
A lot of people don't know this about Nick Yusef. Little fun fact, Dave. He once rode a bicycle from Canada to Bolivia and cured to cancer. And got AIDS. Thank you. Good point. Got AIDS, but cured cancer.
Nick missed that shot, and now it's still 5-2. Paul, how do you see this game going?
Another 2 hours?
I think it's 10 more minutes tops, but I also think Ari will hit one three-pointer. No, 10 minutes tops.
Ari is just absolutely flabbergasted. He checked the ball about a minute ago, and he hasn't even done anything.
Off Nick. That's a bad sign.
That
something
could.
Is.
The loss of the yarmulke. He was winning when he had his special.
Ari spinning. Oh, and the drive. Is he getting a second win?
Oh, what a big block by Nick.
Nasty.
Ari, Nick bit on a head fake. Ari went with a little underhand scoop, and Nick just threw it into the cheap seats.
Oh, brutal, brutal block.
That's true. 5-2.
5-2 still. Ari's got the ball up top. Shooting the shot.
Oh.
He hits the two-pointer. 5-4.
Ari nails a two-pointer. It's 5-4.
Now Nick's getting serious. As I predicted, there would be one lucky two-pointer.
You did call it.
Yeah. Now, the problem is that that two-pointer didn't give Ari magical energy like a video game. Ari thought that would be like a Mario star.
Ari throws another air ball.
For a fight. Ari shooting the air ball.
His hand on his side.
Ari walking off the court. Are you done?
No.
Ari going to sip of water. Ari,
how's it going?
This is a game of one-on-one that's half court.
My stamina is so much worse.
Ari, I remember when you played a year ago, and it was still pretty bad then.
I know it was bad then, but I thought, okay, that's bad. I've been bad. He leans his shoulder, and I'm going to start calling charges.
Do you think...
Ari says he's going to start calling charges.
How do you think it's going, Nick?
Question for Paul. Are these charges?
Ari
says he's going to start calling charges.
There's both. Nick is reaching.
Is Nick charging, though?
Is Nick charging?
Yes.
On his
drives.
Oh, wow. There you go. There you go.
Get up. Come on.
Oh, and Nick is like, let's keep this pace going. Ari wants to sit, socialize.
Here's the problem, though. Nick is not.
He was trying to roll
shots.
A joint.
Basically, if Ari can get his energy back, it's only a 1-point game. The problem, though, is Ari isn't going to get his energy back until Tuesday.
5-4, though. It's still a
game. Ari,
Dana, if Nick loses, will you leave him for
Nick,
Ari?
Driving on Ari. Driving. Nick, Ari with the kick move.
Ooh, there's a sound bite.
Yeah.
That we got that one clean,
that's
too.
Brutal.
Ari is disgusting.
Okay, Nick.
But you know, if he loses, he will have to wear that disgusting juice seat on his feet.
Okay, Nick's playing D out on the three-point line. Ari is starting to pant. Ari looks like he's losing energy while dribbling.
Yeah.
Oh,
a nice little move by Ari. Ari looks upset with himself.
Ari's playing like a cassette tape player that's run out of batteries. Okay.
Right in the middle of your favorite song.
Nick, think about the three-pointer, which is a terrible shot.
Even the rebound.
Yeah. I know. Aria from deep. Everybody thinks
insane.
They can
just leave my phone out like
game.
That with all these fucking yahoos here.
Okay, Nick, dribbling.
Missing
an easy. Then call it.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Don't be so diplomatic with this guy.
I thought that was more.
I'm going to start calling more.
Don't feel bad for him cutting gold.
I would have called the reach on that. But.
Yeah.
He's actively trying to kick you.
Don't have any regrets, Nick.
Yeah. Guys, let's get back to playing. 5-4.
Nick, you don't want to be sitting at home later with a bunch of cum socks on, being like, I wish I called those fouls.
We've all known what that's like.
Nick's ball, they're kind of haggling. They're haggling over a foul.
Breathing heavily, and Ari is going into cardiac arrest.
Ari is stepping on Nick's toes, so he can't jump.
On the foot.
He's trying everything. He's trying everything that he can get away with.
He really is. The problem is that stepping on the foot move works a lot better when there are five people on a court instead of two, you know.
Instead of one and a half. Yeah. Instead of 1.5.
You're letting Ari get some semblance of win.
The more you argue, the more Ari gets back. Look, now Ari is getting back into shape. Nick driving on Ari, 5-4. Ari looks like he has some energy. Could this be a different game? Nick, dribbling. God, this is an ugly game.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, Nick is going to the wrong side of the hoop and paying the price. Now Ari has the ball up top. And looks like he has a little energy after that little...
Yep, Ari does only have two gears. I feel like Nick at least has three.
He's going up a hill. Ari dribbling. He's backing Nick down, and this is ugly to see.
And Nick is just not letting him get anywhere.
No, he isn't. But Ari's using his elbow, getting loose.
Ooh, and we got a tie game, 5-5. Ari has the same little spin move. He has the same spin move with the little finger roll.
They really are, but not like Ari's respiratory system.
Ari is gassed. He's slowly walking to the ball.
You know,
he doesn't even want it.
His only workout is to sit around and smoke pot. Is oh wow, Nick! If you don't play better,
she's getting water.
Out of here.
Now she already confirmed if Nick loses, she will not be leaving him for Ari.
No, she said Ari's disgusting. Oh, Nick, what are you doing? You're just wasting everybody's time and giving him time.
Why isn't that valid?
It has to be like a
yeah. Now
it has to be a full check.
In the spirit of the game.
5-5. Nick's starting to get a little tired here. Ari's taken him to his level, which is, yeah. Okay, Ari doesn't have the energy to dribble. Standing, pivoting, dribbling on the top of the key.
Throws up a
three.
Jacks
up a shot.
Throws up a three.
Nick
gets the board.
Stumbles off. 5-all. Yes.
5-5.
Nick,
this is a terrible idea. God, why?
See, here's the problem.
They fall for that little thing. And then Ari throws up an air ball and calls a foul.
Yeah, Nick has one advantage, and he's not using it. Two advantages, and he's not using them.
Oh!
Ari throws up another air ball.
Much, much better shape.
Well, yeah.
And his hair.
Well, he gets out of the basket, and he spins the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely. He should be posting the other side and then spinning the bank.
I think it's because he's left-handed, and he's
left-handed, but that's why he should go in the other direction.
Okay, see right there. See, he did it again.
Nick just can't seem to hit that easy shot. Oh, Nick slapping the ball off Ari, who gets the ball back. And the shot misses.
And now Nick's got the ball.
Got
he takes it back.
Motion here. Now Nick has a little spacing. Dribbles. Driving Ari.
Oh, my goodness.
Ari tries to take two charges. Doesn't. If anything, you
did
could
Ari
call that.
Foul?
No, if anything, you... If anything, that was a blocking call.
Yeah.
I mean, he moved right into that.
6-5. Now, if we know Ari, he's not a great actor. Paul, is that a foul? Yeah, that's legit. That's
very muscular, Ari. That's what it's like.
Ari is now starting to flop. And now Nick is getting a lesson in what is a charge and what is a block. And now Ari is playing his evil Jew games. Here comes
the
Ari
games. Ironically, if you remember, Ari's complaint about not having a ref is that it might keep people from continuing to play.
Ooh, oh, yeah, but that was a good look, though.
This game is probably going to end in Ari's osteoporosis.
No, we had 6-5 Nick.
6-5 Nick. Remember, Ari's argument for not having a ref was that it would slow the game down to have a ref. And now Ari started to call spurious fouls. Now Ari spinning, throwing the elbow out.
Ooh, block. And a good block by block. Nick.
Ari did get in close with that shot, but then...
God, I can't wait till he has cum all over his fucking dumb feet.
Oh, yeah. 6-5, though, and Nick is not hitting shots, so who knows? This is like the 2-8, the tournament, the closer... Here's the problem, though. Ari's keeping it close, and this game could get...
Yeah.
If Ari can get this down to 11, Nick can't make a shot.
Oof, man. Nick, and
Nick missing,
keeps
grabbing another board.
Ari just can't even get these boards. Right there.
Oh, no.
Nick shoots it.
No.
Mm.
Nick doesn't have a pull-up jumper, but he thinks he does.
They both think they can... And Ari throws up a three.
If Nick just could hit a 5-foot bank shot, this thing would be over. 6-5. And I've seen Nick hit that shot, too.
Me, too. And it's, you know, it's different when your legs are gone and you're...
What is he doing? This is a terrible move. Does anybody think he's going to make the shot? Anybody?
No.
Nobody thinks he's going to make the shot.
Who was wrong?
Yeah.
We literally could be here...
all day. It's 6-5 Nick, but it feels like... I don't know what it feels like, but...
If we are lucky, Ari will
like
pass
we're all
away
die
today.
I feel like before this fucking game's over. Yeah. Ari,
oh,
good
Ari
move.
Gets him a good move. Oh, and a nice reverse layup to tie it up 6-6.
6-6. Now, here's the problem.
And Ari just died. He just had a heart attack.
Oh,
he is gone.
Ari.
We just lost him. That move took all he had.
What is Ari's doing? No, we didn't. And Ari has continued to delay and delay and delay. But, Nick, it's on you because you're not hitting those shots. You don't hit those shots, this is going to happen. If this game were 11-4, it'd be one thing. But it's 6-6, and Ari can delay and keep it in close.
Oh, he's up right before the 10 count.
Yeah, this is a real TKO.
Now,
so,
Dave.
Ari, what are you doing? Come on, man. That's your excuse that you haven't eaten?
Dave, we're at the halfway point of the game.
Here's the deal. Ari is doing what he can to delay. He's saying he hasn't eaten, which, if you look at his body, isn't true.
I feel like he woke up at 11:20.
No, I know for a fact. I was on the phone with him at 11. He's been up for an hour and a half. Now, Nick's own damn fault for not making these shots.
Well, we didn't establish any delay of game rules.
If we did, this game would be over.
Which means Nick is shooting... Nick
we
has
did
shots
not
no,
foresee
no rules
this.
The end. Nick is easily 6-for-100 with his 5-foot bank shots. Okay, Ari, bringing up the ball, looking at us for what? What are you looking?
Inspiration. He's looking at us for inspiration.
Starts to dribble, backs up,
throws up another air ball. Ari has not thrown up a lot of air balls.
Yeah. So is Nick though is hitting a lot of rim. Basically, this is the worst game ever.
6-6.
What do we what? Wait, Tebow, wasn't your predicted final score 11-8 Ari?
11-8 Ari is what I thought.
Okay, Nick starts to dribble, starting to talk a little shit. Backing Ari down. Can he make the shot?
Once again, he went the wrong way.
Oh, God damn it, Nick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he should be going the other direction and then spinning that way.
Go the other way.
Now, when the girlfriend's giving advice, not a good sign.
He just told her she's walking home. I'm pretty sure that that's true. Good chance of going home
with
Ari.
Nick with a spin move. And misses. Well, at least Nick's missing from both sides of the court now.
There's one thing they both have in common. Consistently, they both really sucked so far.
That is true. That is the one thing they have. It's worth noting, again, Ari used to start over me on the Comedy Store basketball team, and now I'm retroactively really angry about it.
Nick was like a little too confident going into this one.
He's playing much better than I thought he was gonna.
Trust me, Ari was too confident.
Nick's playing exactly like I thought he would. Ari's playing way worse than I thought he would.
No, actually, they're both playing exactly like I thought. Only I thought Nick would hit some 5-foot shots.
I thought Nick would play pretty much exactly like he has. I thought Ari would be playing a lot better.
Ari backs out with the kick move.
Nick with the rebound.
Nick grabs the board. Now Nick's driving. Here's the thing. The posting thing really takes energy out of you, and that's why.
There you go, Nick. He's got to quit that spin. Hair does look good. He's got to quit. Nick's got to quit that spin move.
Yeah, Nick hasn't hit a goddamn thing. Nick should be spinning.
And he should
center.
Just be walking just straight up and taking that little 7-foot.
Oh, as it moved an inch, yeah. Nick should be going straight up the middle and then trying to bank
right
the
there.
Shot.
He's right there.
Ari making an sound, but that could either be posting
Ari kicks
or
the ball.
Ari just making the sound of trying to live.
Ari kicks the ball again.
Who do you think has a worse heart, Ari or PJ?
Oof, probably PJ.
I don't know. It's close. It's absolutely close.
So I'm saying shoot right there.
Oh, yeah. And now Nick with the spin and missing the shot. This is the ugliest game. This game, we might leave.
Ari throws
Ari,
up an
throw
ugly
it up the,
three.
The brick.
Yeah, right?
Now, it bounced out of bounds. He let it go.
Ari is trying every trick in the book. He's arguing that Nick touched it when he was going out of bounds.
It's Nick's ball.
11 people here all agree it's Nick's ball. Ari's still arguing it.
Ari, get the ball.
Come on, Ari.
Ari.
Get the ball.
This could be a little more entertaining. They definitely have more energy.
This is awful. Nick backing Ari down. Ari doing his kick move.
Ooh, and Nick scores in the turnaround bank.
7-6. Surprisingly, Ari's kick through the middle of the legs move did not work there. I'm not sure what the point of that is except to cripple Nick. I still like Nick's chances.
Nick dribbling through his legs.
Going through the legs. Now going hard at Ari. Ari's. Okay, Nick. Oh.
Ari playing good scrappy defense.
You notice Nick is continuing to spin and throw it from behind him, not really making an aggressive move at the basket. That's a big problem, too. Ari with checking up the shot.
Oh!
Ouch. That would have been.
That hurts.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh, Nick, don't do. What the fuck? Nick, Jesus Christ, man.
Ooh, I thought that was going in for a second.
No. God damn it, man. Uh-oh. Oh, Ari, that looked
Ari
like
Ari with another
it.
Air ball.
I know. The thing is, you notice Ari's move is to slow play and to try to grind it out till the end, and he can do it because Nick hasn't hit a fucking shot. It's 7-6. Nick driving on Ari. Nick driving on Ari. Nope. Oh. Nick realizing he had inside position as Ari slapped the ball.
He sure did.
You could see Nick start to realize it. Wait, I have a layup. Yeah, well, he actually could have just backed up and banked it off the backboard.
Nick's coming in with it. Throws up a soft shot. Not enough on it. Ari gets a board.
8-7. Or 7-6, Rob. 7-6.
7-6, Nick.
Ari, correct. Oh, wow.
Ari is just content with Ari's just chucking up these two-pointers and hope to God any of them go in.
Three. Nick going between his legs, going for the shot at the top of the elbow.
That's the shit I'm talking about right there. He needs to come up like another foot or two on that. Come up another foot or two on that.
Watch out. Ari's going to let it go by and then... Kevin Hart's here.
Ari's got the ball.
You know, their gay basketball game was probably much better than this.
There are puppies on the court now, and now
standing here,
with the puppies on the court, we've finally seen somebody running on the court.
Nick's starting to look tired. You guys notice that?
They're both so tired. Ari hasn't done anything with the ball in about a minute.
We call 5 seconds, Paul.
And then he throws up another air ball.
Having a ref. 5 seconds. He'll ask Paul if you can call 5 seconds call. I'm going to call
Yes, everybody is retarded. Pop that right there. That's what I'm saying, Dave. Pop that right there.
Against Nick is that he's terrible at shooting.
But Nick's thing is, like, he wants that contact. He wants to physically beat up Ari.
He's hit every side of the...
Oh, and Ari seven. Sticks a three.
He could lose this because he is terrible. What? As far as he wants. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Ari is trying every which way to think. 8-7 Ari, he sticks a big three-pointer. Oh, my God. 10-7 Ari with two back-to-back threes.
If you lose this game, it's on you.
Oh, my God.
Ari hitting a late three-pointer. Nick is, well, in fairness, Nick has only missed about 500 five-foot shots. So who could have expected this outcome?
Oh.
Wait, what are you doing, Ari? Oh, Jesus Christ. This is pathetic.
This is maybe the greatest rope-a-dope I've ever seen.
Nick, don't hesitate to foul him.
Nick, if you're smart, you go up and you fucking body him up from the three-point line.
Don't let him get an easy shot. A foul is still not a bucket.
What?
Ari just hit two clutch two-pointers after about, no joke, 15 air balls.
Ari plays like episode one of The Biggest Loser.
He sticks, oh, look at his fucking Jew smile. Here
Ari,
he comes, he's got something to say.
It's for Art. You got to take a break for Art. Listen, everybody. I feel like I've already won based on what I thought of myself after about one basket. I don't know how I made those chest-high three-pointers.
Ari's taken three naps during this game.
I've taken two full naps where I almost fainted one of the times.
Come on.
I was fully whiting out.
Let's finish.
Nick, you're down 10-7. Nick has got to be freaking the fuck out. And Ari,
Nick's
got to
be thinking, I can't
bank.
Believe this lucky fuck.
Nick's going to...
Nick's got to be freaking the fuck out.
Ari's gonna let that thing roll to Santa Monica Boulevard.
Nick, this is on you for missing those shots. This is on you for missing those shots. Yeah, you should have, but unfortunately, what did Tripoli say? Tripoli said the one thing he goes, "Don't, I'm not gonna let Ari." He said, "I let Ari bully me and make the rules." And what did you do? You did exactly that. Okay, Ari's got the ball.
Point.
By the way, don't let him check it until you're close. Not necessarily.
Nick playing feverish defense right now. Ari scores one more bucket. That's the game.
Good point for Ari. Ari bending over
go.
So you can
Ari
see the rolls of fat
is just taking his time
over his basketball shorts.
He's bodying up against each other. Boy.
He's bodying up. Now look, poking the ball out.
Ari's taking it
to
the hoop.
But the
he's dribbling it slightly over his head.
Ari's backing it up.
Uh-oh. Ooh,
missing the shot.
He misses it. Nick's got the ball and no foul is called.
Ball.
Oh, no, don't shoot that,
oh,
Nick.
What are you doing?
This hasn't worked all game.
Yeah! Nick sticks a
still
big three-pointer.
Still a terrible
a two-pointer.
Shot. 10-9. You remember, you got to win by
10-9.
Two.
10-9.
Let's not forget that. Winning by two might be a little difficult. Ari bouncing the ball. If Nick... Oh, no.
That
no.
That old trick.
The dumbest.
Oh, and Nick tracks
Nick,
his own rebound.
If you tie it up, then you win. Oh, Jesus. Nick, you realize if you tie it up, he has to get 2 points.
Nick sticks a two-pointer,
so
then
the
throws up two air balls.
It's actually a dumb shot because it doesn't really... Oh, never mind.
Ari's ball.
Fuck this.
10-9 Ari.
Backing Nick down.
Ari scores here. It's over. He's throwing a lot of elbows.
He's probably going to spin the basket. Spin towards the basket.
Oh!
Oh, let's go traveling. How's the traveling?
No, he didn't leave his foot. He didn't leave his pivot foot.
Okay. 10-9.
It's a controversial traveling call. Ari checking the ball back out of top.
Yeah.
And we'll see what...
Ari jumping. It is.
Here we go.
Okay. Ari's moves to try to get Nick to overplay him and then spin and get one last charge at the basket. But the problem is,
Ari is just backing him down, backing him down, backing him down, backing him down, backing him down. That's what I'm talking about, Nick. Don't let him get that shot off. Foul him, bro. That's fine. Ari is laying on the court, right in the middle of the paint. Wow. And here it is getting exciting.
Ari's going to his knees. By the way, Paul, I don't know why we didn't think of a delay of game call, but it was stupid of us.
Yeah.
I didn't foresee it.
I didn't either. I knew he'd play.
I couldn't believe that a game.
I knew he was going to play.
The last one was like, what, 7 minutes?
Like risk and management, but I didn't think he'd do this.
Nine?
Yes.
Nine. I almost thought that, why are you just playing one game? That's kind of too quick.
No, he has 10.
If he scores, he wins.
10-9.
Go after the game's up. You've taken 15 breaks.
That's why I have to pee now.
I don't care.
Ari is saying that he has to pee. He's trying every thing that he can to take a break. He's exhausted.
Ari's got the ball.
He wants to take a little.
He puts a lot of energy into it. That move.
Yeah. His first move is he's hoping to.
If Nick gets to the baseline, Nick's dead.
He hopes for the momentum to cascade him into the basket.
Well, yeah, Nick, Ari's thing is he's going to try to delay and then spin.
Nick is dying to get this thing rolling. He would love to play at a much faster pace. Ari just keeps trying to slow it down. Keeps saying he has to get a drink. Keeps saying he has to pee. He keeps laying on the ground. He's trying everything.
Ari, race in the basket.
I'm just blowing his head. That soon.
Oh, wow.
Nick with a big steal.
Huge steal.
Big steal.
Nick driving. Nick's driving.
Nick's backing him in. Nick's backing him down.
Nick had the confidence to make that shot. By the way, Nick should have.
Nick calls a foul.
When Nick spun towards the basket, he had a wide open lane, but then for some reason spun away.
Nick hearing this is like, wait, what? God damn it.
Nick doing a spin move.
Nick saying, don't touch my wrist and I won't call a foul.
Okay, Nick driving on Ari.
Ooh, and it's tied up 10-10. Nick just tied it up 10-10.
We've added another hour to this.
We sure did.
Okay. Ari's created some bad
juju,
Get in there! Oh,
he misses the second shot. Unbelievable.
Now this is why I'm here.
Oh, and then.
Wow, this is great.
Wow.
This is great.
Do we have pictures?
What a great.
This is just.
We had a block shot.
Take a picture now.
I wish to God.
The picture now. Kevin, move. That sums everything up.
I'll live with that for.
I mean, that is the game right there. It's 10-10. They just had a feverish fight for the ball. 10-10. Ari's holding his ankle. He is trying every single thing he can do.
Actually twisted his ankle.
Of course not.
10-all, whose ball is it?
Great actor.
Yeah, we know what a good actor Ari is.
Shaffir's ball.
Wow, Shaffir's ball. And let's not forget, a two-pointer ends this game, so you might want to still play.
We are 54 minutes into this game.
Ari's almost certainly going to do that thing where he tries to bait Nick into giving him an open two-pointer and then jacking up a lucky shot.
We are 50 minutes into the game.
The biggest problem is we might end up paying.
Here we go. All right. Ari throws up another air ball.
I'm out of here at fucking 1:45. I don't care. Text me. Let me know how it turned out.
Can somebody score 2 points in the next 20 minutes? All we need is 1 point every 10 minutes, and no one gets a parking ticket. God. Nick shoots another three-pointer.
Teen Wolf moment and, like, get the big...
Paul, was that a foul or not?
Three-pointer. Yeah.
All his friends would lift him up on their
Paul, was that a foul?
Thank God, it's over.
By the way,
here we go.
So you're close.
It's windy. The wind's picking up.
It feels good. Nice little breeze. Ari, next person scored 2 points, wins. Ari throws it up. And Ari's just calling fouls on everything. He sure is. Ari says if you breathe on him, he's going
to
call it. So here we go, folks. The last 10 minutes of the pod.
Ari backing up. Jacking the shot.
Oof. Another air ball three-pointer. Both these guys are tired, and they both just... They're both tired, and they both just want to hit a three and call it a day. But Nick, not Nick, he's dribbling it down. He wants to body up against Ari's tired, fucking flabby ass. And he gets away with a carry, gets away with a carry. Ooh, and it is 10 to 11. Nick Youssef is up.
This could be it. This could be the game.
Wow. And here we go. It's 11-10. Nick, next basket wins. I feel like Ari has emotionally given up. Oh, and Nick Youssef wins the game. Nick Youssef wins the game. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is it.
Ari, you think maybe you want to work out now?
Oh, no, I'm just going to die.
All right, how close to death are you?
I fully was saying white a bunch of times.
Now, is it true to the fact you did not eat anything today?
That is true.
Did you take him a little too lightly? Were you willing to admit that now, or were you worse? Was he better than you thought, or were you worse than you thought?
Sit here? Is this where the winners sit, on the left?
Winners sit on the left, okay. Yes, that is correct.
I have a blister so big on my feet.
Look at that shit. There are
no winners. Oh. Wow.
I had an 10-7.
Man, those two, when you hit those back-to-back two-pointers, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, he's going to do it again.
I kind of started letting up on his threes because he just wasn't making them.
And hit two in a row.
And then he made the one, and I'm like, shit. And then he made that second one.
Second one's going to hit.
I'll tell you what, Tebow. You were right when you were like, he's going to play dirty. A lot of fouls.
Yeah, by you.
And you, way more. I mean, I started fouling more just because I had to.
Look at that.
If I didn't call the foul,
oh, no, dude, that looks terrible.
It's a light cut. But. No, not at all. I didn't even notice it until.
I think we're all a little depressed about what we've seen today. And I just thought about a few short years ago when I was covering the Sacramento Kings-Lakers playoff game. And today I'm here.
Oh, my God. Someone take a picture of
oh
that
my God.
Blister.
Oh, God.
Look at that thing.
That's just...
It looks like you're wearing a Band-Aid.
When did that happen?
Right now. Just now?
No, meaning at what point did you feel it in the game?
Probably before I started hitting those threes.
Wow. So that's why you stopped moving, okay?
Now... How much of this, let me see this, how much of this makes you feel kind of sad because you're sitting here, your foot's falling off, and Nick has like a sexy nurse.
I realize that his cum's going to get into that wound.
Ooh, and is that where the cum will be going?
Essentially, I'm
going
to be penetrating Ari with victory.
Wow. Is that kind of like being blood brothers for a Jew and an Arab?
A little bit, yeah.
Every independent movie in Palestine or Israel is all about them being, ooh, out there, a Palestinian dating a Jew.
Yeah.
It's like they're the way to be out there for like 15 years.
Well, congratulations, Nick. How do you feel?
Well, I told everybody that I would win.
You did?
Everybody.
Pretty much everybody.
And then I won. Now, I didn't win.
I almost tapped out at 2-1.
I was really close.
You were.
I was up 2-1. I almost tapped
it out. It took us a while to get past 2-1.
Yeah.
It really did.
I didn't think I was going to make it past that.
It took you a while to do everything.
I know.
I didn't think I was really going to be like, fuck him up. I'll just quit. I can't make this. There's no way I'm going to make this.
You were that tired already? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you took so many breaks that it really made me wish we did a delay of game. I didn't think that would even be necessary.
Me neither.
Like, oh, let's establish a delay.
That was me thinking on the fly. I wasn't planning that.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so much more tired than I thought I'd be.
Was there any point in time in there where you like, I am going to lose this?
oh, yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
Until I hit those two threes, I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, wait, I actually might win.
Was this
up 2-1? I was like, I cannot make it there.
Was it strictly energy? Was it just you were just so gassed, and he was so youthful and spryful?
If I had more energy, I could have blown. I mean, he's overplaying me past the 3-point line. When I had no shot, I could have easily just blown by him if I had a little more energy. Like 2 years ago, energy.
Did this unfold the exact
two
same
years
way?
Ago, I would have had 2 more years of energy as well.
Oh, yeah. No,
like, you're like, oh yeah.
No one could play that close to somebody.
I mean, I don't
just had no step. Those offensive rebounds he got, it was just like I got no chance.
It's but, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't let up though. That was like.
You would have been drunk next 2 years ago, though.
Yeah, good point.
Right. Well, I mean, I would have not
just
for
2 years
this.
Ago. Me.
Did you? Did this unfold the way you thought it was gonna?
I thought I'd win by a couple more points. I didn't think he would.
Threaten to win.
No, no. You fouled a lot more than I thought, which is what was preventing me from going inside as much as I should have.
Yeah.
And then near the end, I was like, I just have to. Because that's how I'm going to rack up points.
Nick also, I was just letting him have the right hand. I mean, I was letting him have it. And he was just like, I'll just wait till he spins it around. The right hand.
I mean, see, my like right hand isn't that good, though.
Yeah.
No, I clearly not.
Yeah. Because I don't trust my right hand as well as my left. Yeah. Right, I know.
Well, the good news is you're going to have to use your left hand for something.
I know.
And I think we know what that is. Yeah. Blowing two loads into two socks.
Right.
30, 40 seconds? Oh, you mean him? If you need a buddy to come by, maybe throw a couple loads
and
into a sock, let me know.
Fouling just got...
I also have to note, Nick's hair still has not moved the entire game.
That is true. Hair still looks great.
Ari's a lot of headbutts. Ari headbutts a lot.
Well, it was an ugly game throughout because... You were kind of doing the reach in, and he was throwing his elbow out.
He was so elbowing, and like when he'd go down, he'd pull his head up, hit me in the chin a couple times.
But also, you're kind of slapping because you're not allowed to reach either. So.
No, I know. But dude, you know what? When he started playing dirtier, I'm like, I'm going to reach, and if he doesn't call it, he doesn't call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it turned
and
into.
And then he wasn't calling it.
And that's why I was imploring you when he was
reaching.
When you were reaching?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was dumb. It was like outside. It was like, oh, I can just check up again, and then what?
Oh, what you're trying to say is you, at some point in time in this game, you're like, oh, you're really going to play defense?
You're just reaching around me the whole time. It was like, oh, am I supposed to post down when you just reach? I mean, I guess I could have just kept calling it over and over again.
Yeah.
Until I got tired of calling it.
That's why I was imploring you, foul him when he was at game point. Yeah. I'm like, don't let him get something simple off.
Yeah, I guess I should have done that. I just grabbed you at the three-point line.
Yeah, I know.
So I guess
I hit that one.
Yeah, the 1-3 is pretty big.
That was deflating.
I had a 10-9. Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. Now I can't let up any points.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
And then what happened?
I let up 4 more points.
Wow. What an exciting game.
Oh, that felt good.
T-Bill,
for you.
12.
The question is, do you smell a rematch,
well,
T-Bill?
What's funny is I wasn't as tired as I could have been.
I do not.
The breaks he was taking.
Yeah. I mean, our game
me too.
Yeah, our game did not last. I mean, this was at least twice as long. No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Official time on the game?
It didn't.
Official time on the game, right under an hour, about 57 minutes.
We played for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is this what you look like skiing
on? No, skiing ahead. I could rest on the lift.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that didn't feel like an hour.
That
I think because of the
amount
of time out, the breaks. I know.
It definitely did to us. Are you at all worried that Dana is going to get some cum from the office? And you're not even going to get Nick's cum, but you're going to get some super sperm.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that. Yeah, Ari, did you still have to go to the... Oh, no, he's drinking more liquid.
Wow. Well, occasionally awesome... Meets Punch Drunk and defeats Punch Drunk in this bag of bets.
We won, Kevin.
Cross podcast. Nick is now undefeated in the game of basketball in his life.
Yeah.
He is 2-0. He's never
he knows that
been beat.
Him. He's undefeated.
What's next for you, Josh Meyerowitz?
Yeah, right.
I should have played once in the last 2 years.
Did you? Nope. That's what I meant to ask you. Did you practice at all?
No. That was his whole argument.
You really thought.
So you took the Kevin.
Yeah, well, I mean,
even though I kept telling you,
Yeah, you kept telling me you're going to shoot a 104 too. You kept telling me. I saw. You were like, he beat up Kevin Christie. Who cares?
Wow.
Oh, I'm not going to practice. I'm going to show up. I'm going to take two free throws, and then I'm going
to
beat him.
The shots were terrible, but I just need to be more shape.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
it was a stamina
issue.
Just
like not even score 2 or 3 points.
No, I mean, I figured you have stamina. You could probably score like 5, 6.
There was a game.
It was very close.
10-7 and 10-9.
I've set the over-under at 11-8. Is that right? Is that what I said? 11-8. And at one point in time, you, 11-8 you, there was one point in time where it was 10-8 and you had the ball. And I go, wow, I may have called the fucking score.
Yeah, right.
No, I went from 10-7 to 10-9.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah, it was.
No, no.
Yeah, when it was 10-7, I'm like, oh, man, did I call it? But just a little too much in the fucking tank.
Well, we did it.
Well, yeah, guys.
Breakaway I should have hit. If I was waiting for the foul, I should have hit it.
After a while, after the restroom thing, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I was almost fainted. I was really seeing white.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, after, remember that last shot, what was going to be your game-winning shot?
No, it would have been 11-10.
No, no, it was 10-7.
No,
you're right.
It was 10-10.
Yeah, and then I chased you down, and then the ball, we tipped it, and you just, after that possession, you fell to the ground, and you were just like, I thought you were going to pass out.
Yeah, I mean, you got me off balance, but I just couldn't stand up.
Yeah, that was the point where I'm like, here's where all my leftover energy is still going to come into play.
No matter how tired I am, he must be all the more tired.
Yeah.
Game of Death.
Wow.
Game of what?
Game of Death.
What is that?
Bruce Lee
movie.
Jabbar. He was like exhausted. It was, and he told himself.
All right. Well, we did it.
Well, congratulations, Nick. All right. Another great valiant effort. Another bag of bets in the books for you. This one you lose. But any thoughts on wearing this?
Quick negative shout out to Sam Tripoli. Fuck you, Sam. You thought I'd lose. I won. And you still have a loss on your record, Sam.
Because
you suck
losses.
At bowling.
Do you want to challenge Sam in basketball?
Challenge bowl game ball.
I'd win that, too.
I like the sound of that. Ari, any thoughts?
Over the Sklar brothers.
Any thoughts about this cum situation for your feet? Now, you got this giant sore on your foot.
Not great. That's worrying me. Get an open sore with a cum sock in it.
Well, I mean, you're going to wear this. You're going to be wearing socks.
Those socks.
You put a Band-Aid on that.
Yeah, I definitely should. I need to get one.
Now, you can't put any other socks in between the cum. So it just has to be socks, right? When is this going down?
Get a Band-Aid, though.
Oh, well, I'm definitely getting a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not...
It would be fair if you guys were like, no, you can't put a Band-Aid.
No. He can put a Band-Aid on.
When is it? Dave, any parting thoughts for you? Great job on the pod today.
No, thanks so much.
What did you think, Dave? End result. We practiced together.
You are a real choke artist.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I know.
So I told him, I was like, this game could have been over a long time ago.
More than 10 years.
Yeah. I'm not saying what.
Sorry to hear that, Ari.
You'll do fine, but you're not alive. This should be like a wake up call for the way you're living, Ari.
This is like the doctor showing you.
I go hiking. Like once a week.
Once a week?
Well, folks, that's the show.
You were in there.
Hiking.
We will update you on Ari's cum socks. Nick, congratulations. Ari. Well fought, Ari.
Ari, what shape are you in?
Dying shape.
What?
Dying shape.